Thank you for listening to the recorded radio interview that was aired on WJZM in Clarksville with No Egrets Tattoo Studio, the first tattoo away center in Tennessee. Enjoy and check back soon for our next podcast about tattoo away centers.
We've got No Egrets Tattoo Company here in Clarksville. They're going to talk about, they're one of the best ones in the area of putting on tattoos, but they're also going to talk about a new process, how to remove tattoos. You know, we live right here in Fort Campbell. There's controversy as far as soldiers having tattoos and stuff like that, Mark. And so, you know, there's laser techniques and things, but they're going to talk about the difference. It's a new process of how to remove tattoos. And it's not any more painful than getting one. I don't have any tattoos, Mark. You got any?
I do have one. I've heard that it used to be a rather drawn out process where you know, it was going to be more painful than getting the tattoo initially, but I think they've come a long way. It'll be interesting to see what they have to say.
Well, you know, Maria and them were telling me about it from No Egrets, and I thought it was a pretty cool. It was interesting. I don't have any, but if you got any out there, you just want to hear something interesting, something new about a local business, they'll be on around 12:30. So
a lot of people out there that'll appreciate that service, no doubt.
Yeah, I mean, if you didn't go No Egrets and now you do have some regrets, they might be able to take care of you, but we're going to talk about that later. Welcome back to Mind Your Business. We're sitting here with the group from No Egrets. It's been Droughty. Okay, so I like to hear the business side, and you know, we're talking about the different aspects, even off air. What have you learned? You said you've been open for 6 years.
Yes.
You're on College Street here in Clarksville. What have you learned from the first day that you opened up until you wake up today and say, wow, I'm doing something totally different from a business side, not necessarily your clientele or the type of artwork that you're doing?
Number one thing is don't let your business model that you start off with initially be so rigid that when you hit adversity in your decisions that you didn't foresee, that you go, well, no, it doesn't go by the plan, because that I've seen more good ideas that are too rigid and not versatile when the market does anything or the wants and needs of the people do anything. And because they're just so stubborn, because there's this mentality that if you work hard enough, you'll get what you want. And that's not necessarily the case. If you work hard and smart, you'll do
that's
it.
That's true. That's a good statement.
Because when we first opened, and this was a difference in styles of shops, when we first opened, we were just like everyone else. We had flash racks upon flash racks of preconceived notions that you could pick and we can change and whatever. And we just offered custom as a side thing. Because I truly assumed, because there was 50 plus shops in town doing the same model, I just assumed that that was what really worked and everything else got weeded out. I let my own doubt limit the beginning of the business, but because of that, I listened to my artists, listen to your employees. If you're a business person, sometimes if you're not there all the time, they're the ones that are really troubleshooting your method.
Yeah, I mean, they're extension of you. I mean,
exactly. And as well as you convert your you delegate and you understand expectations and everybody's on the same page, you get a true representation of the scientific method of business, which would be, okay, this works, this didn't work, I should probably beef up here, whatever. And that's what it was. Whenever I first did it, we were flash shop, and then I listened to my artists, and they're like, people just aren't biting, man. This just isn't. We're not fulfilling what we feel as artists. Okay, well, what would you like to do? Let's get rid of this stuff. Let's change it around. Let's only be custom, but we will offer anything that walks in the door. And I was like, okay, let's do that. And then we started reeling back from this is a business to this could be really fun, and we can build integrity as individual artists and as a shop as a whole, and we can provide something that just might be different. Now, like, true, there's plenty of custom tattoo shops here that do custom work, and almost any of them, if you ask them to draw something, they will. But we wanted everyone to feel super comfortable that we can obtain any kind of style, and if we can't, we would just tell you, like, yeah, we can't do that. We don't want your money because
right.
We can't do it.
Right. And it's one of the things that I always see, and again, it doesn't, the things that we're talking about now, it doesn't matter whether you're selling sub sandwiches or you're doing full back art. It's the same business principles to where it's a long haul. You know, you didn't come out, you didn't open the doors and have that integrity and that idea day one. It was where you wanted to be, where you're at today, but it's a long haul. You're not going to do it overnight, and a lot of businesses panic.
Yeah,
you know,
oh,
halfway
absolutely.
Through that year, and then they go back to, you know, well, let's just go back to doing the, you know, the the barbed wire on the arms or something like that.
Yeah. And just having the mentality of not standing still. Okay, this is how it's going to be always. It's never always going to be that way. If your business is going to succeed and progress, you've always got to be 10 steps ahead, at least in your head and the management side, of knowing where we are headed and getting all of the people on board as it's ready to get there.
But you made a great statement, and I want to repeat it again. Yeah. It's working hard. I mean, you've got to work hard. Running a business is not easy. It doesn't matter what you're doing. You've got to work hard, but you've got to work smart. And part of working smart is knowing when to stop something to say it's not working, or we're not taking it to the next level. We're only going to be operating. And when you're in an area like Clarksville, the size of Clarksville, you know, and having that large customer base, you know, with the military, and not just the military get tattoos, but I mean that's a large customer base. You can go down any road almost in Clarksville and come across somebody in your industry.
Yeah.
And so you've got to find that niche, and you've got to figure out how do we stand out apart from everybody else and kind of cut your own path, but yet do it with integrity and with your business.
Right, and you bring up a good point. It's the fact that you know, I don't think I'm giving anybody the best. Like, we are the best. Come to us. Everyone else is not our caliber. That's not what I'm saying at all. There's plenty of good shops and good artists. It's the fact that I just give them to them in a different package. It would be the equivalent of hating one car company over another car company when both of them are producing quality cars at different price ranges. It's just different.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to be able to compete with the budget of your cousin that can do it at any price you set. I just can't. But I can get really close, and you will feel like you're getting taken care of with a professional guaranteed tattoo that we will collate with you in any kind of range that you want. And if I can't do something in a certain style, I have other people at my disposal that I have handpicked, that I have put in place. And we all understand each other. We all know what the same expectations are. They know my business model in and out, and that's number one that I have with business on that end, is if you truly want the most out of the people working for you, you have to be as transparent as humanly possible with regards of your business until you get into, you don't want to discuss things that will make them worry, because it's not a worry thing. Like if you're trying to figure out investment tools and where you want to pull your money, if it may or may not work with the general gross of what you're bringing in, you don't want to give them any doubt. But at the same time, if it's A, B, or C, you guys pick. What do you think would work? Talk to them, because they know what will work. They just might not know they know it, and you gotta just talk to them.
Without getting any specifics of what one costs, because I mean, you just don't have a list and say this is what it costs. How do you, if you don't mind sharing, from a business model? Because you have to be able to price things to where, you can operate the business and, you know, and operate your personal life and meet your personal debts and needs. But what's your process to saying this is the range, this is what we need?
When it comes to actual doing art, it greatly is defined. I let these artists, because they are operating at their own creativity, I let them have a lot of say in how they're doing their pricing. What might be easy for one will be difficult for the other, but that person might be loyal to the person that might have a difficult time with it, but they can still sell it and knock it out of the park. It just might take them a lot more time or a lot more whatever. I let them offer to buffer their pricing. Everything can be brought down to, we try to keep it on a scale of hourly so it's conceivable for the consumer. If I think a tattoo will take 6 hours, if I operate at $100 an hour, it's going to be around $600. It's hard to fight with that static, whereas you go, I don't know how much it'll be, but I'll do it. And then when you're done, you go, oh, well, it took me X amount of hours. I had no clue how long it would be. The price tag is this. It creates a little bit of, you want them to feel prepared. I don't like blindsiding customers, because you're already in an arena that they may or may not be stressed. But as far as setting prices, you network. I have a lot of friends that own shops in all these different states, and you feel out what the industry standard is kind of around. I have friends that have shops in small towns, and usually you can only get around $50 an hour with, you know, $25 minimums. I have places that own businesses in major cities, and it's $250 an hour, bare minimum $500, and we get to tell you what you're getting. Like, and you get in that market, wherever you are, every business is different. You can't tell me every restaurant is ran the same way, whether it's successful or not. That's the whole point. And two successful businesses won't be ran the same way. That's what's so beautiful about business. You get 100% control. It's up to you whether you pigeonhole yourself and say, no, I can't do this, or it's the demographic, or there's a turnaround in the economic. It could be you're just bad at business.
Right.
Yeah.
The economy should not be an excuse. An economy should not be an excuse for anything.
I don't think so either.
And even running a business, even if you're going to do the same type of business on the other side of town, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be run the same, because you're going to have a different group. But we got about 4 or 5 minutes. I want to cover this process. So if somebody comes to you for whatever reason and they want to remove a tattoo, the thing out there now is laser. But you've got a technique, and I'm not going to talk about it because I'm not the expert in it, but we got about 3 or 4 minutes. Talk about this technique that's out there that's new, it's safe, and it is, I guess, approved by governing bodies. Is that correct?
Yeah, everything's approved and everything. It's we're actually the only shop in the state of Tennessee offering it at this time. It's called Tattoo Away, and it's a non-laser tattoo removal system, and it's done by a solution that we tattoo into the skin in a grid pattern of circles. And the pattern and everything is created off of a whole bunch of series of test trials, just to make sure that the healing is going to be proper, and the scabs that are formed from the solution being tattooed in the skin are going to form the best possible way, and then the healthy skin around those scabs stays, so that way you just have the best possible healing. So what we do is we lay that grid pattern on the tattoo, and we tattoo the circles into the area. And as it's healing, it's the total opposite of how a tattoo is healed, because it'll produce really thick scabs, and in that scabbing process is where it's pulling and grabbing all of the inks that are underneath that skin, and as it dries and forms a bigger scab, it pulls it up and out. So essentially, the whole removal process stays in the skin and it expulses through the skin, as compared to laser removal, where they use heat and it causes little micro explosions under the skin and makes that ink break down into tiny microscopic pieces, and then it runs through your entire body until you pee it out. So the safety there is it doesn't have to go through your entire body. A chemical right. that changes totally, that you don't even know is going to be safe years and years and years down the road, you, using our procedure, you don't have to worry about that.
And ultimately, I guess the pain level is similar
it's
to
it. Very
like
similar
said,
to a tattoo.
Getting a tattoo and you're getting, so ultimately you're tattooing a liquid in there that
yep.
breaks up the ink. The ink is lifted through your skin
yes.
into a scab.
Yep.
And just like any other scar you're healing or whatever it takes your body to heal,
right.
you can expect the healing time. But
it's
then
about,
when it falls off...
It's about
later,
2 months is going to be your expected healing time per session. And it's also session-based, just like laser is, because you're just not going to be able to remove a giant tattoo in just one sitting. You're going to want to do that in sessions.
Now, if somebody has, like... somebody's name and they want to get, that's the odds are you can take that off.
Yeah,
right
we can be extremely specific with what we're removing, as far as just a line or just a word, just a letter. If there's an accidental misspelling, we could correct it. It's kind of awesome.
There you go. So now you don't have to worry about tattooing your loved ones on there anymore. You can
right.
get it off safe.
I'll still try to have that conversation with them before I commit to any of that.
Because yes.
That's cool. I mean, it's about that integrity, what you talked about, and it wasn't about just making that sale and getting that hit and moving on. It's
mm-hmm.
you know, it's out there, and it's a mindset. Getting a tattoo is a mindset. I mean, it's on there. I don't want to say forever anymore, because you
right.
guys have the process of being able to remove it, but... it's good stuff. I mean, check it out. If you're looking at, you know, laser's not the only answer anymore. It sounds like there's a great process, a safer process.
Yes.
There's always, I guess, risk in anything.
Yeah, of
infections
course.
And stuff
there's
like
definitely
that.
Risk.
But,
some people are definitely not a candidate, and that's the reason why we have to have a consult. We can't just, you walk in, you know, theoretically, if everything goes well, you can get your session possibly that day, but the idea of being able to come in and you walk out and your tattoo's completely gone. We're not quite to the Starship Trooper days where we can just like have edit, delete, and just take everything off.
Well, it's about educating your clients, and you
yes.
guys do a great job, and I appreciate you coming on. To check them out. It's a group of No Egrets. They're over there at College Street. What's the exact address?
1128 College Street.
Check them out. Integrity. Go in. Just find out. Learn from them. But we're at the show in. I want to appreciate everybody for listening. Thank you to all our sponsors, Keystone Realty and Property Management, SWBC Mortgage, Jody's Cabinets, Coupon Mint Magazine, Culligan Water, and most of all, thank you for listening. You know, incremental change comes from technology, but breakthrough change comes from people.
For more information on how your studio can become a certified tattoo away center, go to www.tatt2away.com.